In downtown Wilmington, Delaware, it's the end of an era for a treasured art studio that doubles as a daytime sanctuary for dozens of people who are grappling with mental illness, substance abuse, or homelessness, sometimes all three. WHYY's Chris Barish has the story of the Creative Vision Factory.
When she's out walking around, usually singing gospel music and often searching for somewhere to sleep, Althea Wilson keeps her eyes on the ground, looking for heart-shaped rocks. When she finds one worthy of collecting, the diminutive 58-year-old draws a heart on its surface and paints it bright red. Wilson takes me into her showroom. It's the front windowsill of the Creative Vision Factory.
I got a big angel heart in the background. Catch eye. I got more. There's one blowing bubblegum.
Wilson's creations aren't high art by any stretch, but they're hers, and how she expresses herself and finds joy during what's been a hard life.
Right now, I'm currently experiencing homelessness again, hopefully for a short period of time. This is my lifesaver.
The studio, filled with hundreds of paintings, drawings, sculptures, glass murals, and other artwork, has been a fixture on Shipley Street for 13 years. Other works created by clients adorn a city school, nonprofit center, and graveyard for patients who died at the State Psychiatric Center. But the Creative Vision Factory's days are numbered. Wilson says she's heartbroken that the doors will close sometime this spring.
There's no place like this place. This place, it means a lot to me. It has helped me grow inwardly, tremendously. It's bringing out the best in me. And the more potentials I see in myself, that I can do better, I can do better, I can do better. But I'm not going to give up this collection here.
The studio is closing for a variety of reasons, primarily financial viability and encroaching gentrification. It's one block off Market Street, downtown Wilmington's main artery, in an area that's home to hundreds of new apartments, fancy restaurants, breweries, and even WHYY's Delaware office. Michael Kombach has run the studio with a small staff since its inception and does it all, and I mean all. He oversees meditation and check-in meetings where the artists open up about issues they are facing. He cleans the toilets. He also has the tall task of managing folks who like to wander in and out of the building, sometimes to share a joint on the corner. He's even revived a handful of overdose victims with Narcan. But Kombach, who has struggled with addiction himself, has served these men and women with compassion and understanding.
A significant number of people are reliant on the space for restrooms, for mail, for connectivity, connect services, and, you know, art making. On top of all of that, when somebody's engaged in making, they're experiencing present body awareness. They're not thinking of the terrible thing that just happened to them or thinking about the next thing that's going to happen to them. They're in the moment.
And that's the whole point. Peer-to-peer support and providing a safe place so struggling souls can heal and maybe even thrive.
Over the years, it's been a safe, consistent place where you can count on people not giving you static. The coffee flows here all day. During the winter months, we try to serve single serves, ramen soups, and try to connect people to bus passes and, you know, other items like that. When we see people get better, they usually have three things. A home, they usually have a sanctuary, and they have some purpose. When those three things are in line for an individual, things start to really bounce back in your life. Start to have some agency. You start to do things for yourself, get more involved.
Leah Harris is a mental health advocate and writer based in Northern Virginia. She lauds the studio as groundbreaking.
I've never encountered anything like it. Not only is it run by artists who themselves have lived with addiction, mental health challenges, trauma, but it's also going so above and beyond the way people are usually engaged through the arts in mental health settings, which is, sorry to say, coloring books and popsicle sticks. Another thing that makes this program so unique is that it's not tucked away or hidden away in a building somewhere isolated from the rest of the community. That's so valuable because it helps break down very common and persistent attitudes of prejudice and discrimination against people who are called clients who've grappled with addiction or mental health or being unhoused.
During a recent visit, 64-year-old Ken Siegel took attendance and wrote down each client's goals for the day. He is on staff and does art to help him cope with bipolar disorder and obsessive compulsive disorder. Siegel is married and has a house in Newark, but calls the Creative Vision Factory his salvation.
It's like home to me. It really is a place where a lot of people can achieve. We have programs for some folks to get into art, and some people just come in to drop in and hang out, drink coffee, and socialize. I think we serve an important function in this neighborhood and helped me in my recovery.
Siegel shows me his art, fluorescent paintings in broad strokes that glow under ultraviolet light.
It's all faces and figure paintings. This one here is supposed to be Angry Ganesh. It's a character from Hinduism that has an elephant head and the body of a fat man. He's supposed to be very chill.
Siegel says he's looking for a new job and studio, but with the clock ticking down, he's concerned for his fellow artists and daytime friends.
I have no idea what some of them are going to do when they leave here. We've got quite a few that, I don't know, they're just going to be in the wind.
Comback hopes to reopen in some form at another existing day center 4 miles away in the suburbanish town of Ellesmere. But he knows the space and the vibe won't be the same in a building that also houses the town's municipal offices and police force.
It's been a wild ride. There's a lot of stuff that we've accumulated. There's been a lot of art making, but a lot of community, a lot of friendships. You know, for a 13-year period, something really cool kind of blossomed here on Shipley Street.
From the Creative Vision Factory and the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News. Hallelujah.